This video is on the power of intuition plus your intention. You'll notice a theme with all the videos that I'm doing, that there is a relationship between everything. So to talk about intuition without talking about intention in this course doesn't really serve us. We want to show the relationship and why it's important that these two things work together. So I want to go back to the plant in the pot theory. An intention is a seed. So when we choose an intention, and that intention is usually going to be about what we want to see happen on the other end. For example, if you want broccoli, you're going to plant broccoli. If you want a potato, you are not going to plant broccoli, right? We're going to make it real simple. So when you plant a seed in a pot, it has a life force. An acorn is going to turn into a, I was going to say a walnut tree, but it won't turn into a walnut tree. But an acorn is going to turn into an oak tree. Acorns and oak trees. But it's so tiny, you don't know that by looking at it, right? You don't know that. So we start small. We start with the feeling state. And that is the way the seed forms. We don't worry so much about the shape of the broccoli plant that we're going to put into the plot, because it could come up with different heads and different things, but we just know that the essence of our desire is we are deliberately going to plant it in the soil, right? Now, what happens? We don't want to walk away from the plant, because if you just walk away from the plant and leave it up to, you know, like fate, something might not grow. You might get worms. You might get weeds in the pot. If you don't tend to the pot, it's kind of chancy, isn't it, right? If you don't take the action and tend the soil. So you want to do something, and the doing something means that you become like a mommy. And it means that you have to kind of keep an eye on your plant. It doesn't mean you come and stare at it and go like, when are you going to grow? Nobody does that, right? Nobody, who does that, right? You would not do that in your life if you put out an intention. Where is it? How many people do that? I've done that, okay? Like, what nutty thing do we do that? Like, I set the intention, where is it? Right? Like, we have to wait. There is a growth cycle that is in the invisible. It's below the surface. So when we talk about planting a seed, we don't stick the seed on the top of the soil. We want to dig a hole and stick it in there, right? And so that's just the same way of setting an intention deliberately. We've tuned into spirit. We've got our oracle cards, because that's how it's going to help us, right? Now, the cards are going to also help us choose our deliberate intention as well. Like, how do I heal? And then the card will tell you how. Oh my God, can I say something? Okay, I wasn't planning on doing this. So I went, how do I heal? And in the back of my head, I'm like, I'm actually asking that. And it says to me, never lose my non-conformity, right? Because it's by the book in the protection position. And that's true. It's like, I have to keep this course on track in a way, but I'm doing something very unconventional the way I'm teaching you. And I am very unconventional. And every time I try to make myself too Poindexter or Smarticle, I get right back into this conservative thing, which is not what you need from me. So how cool is that? And you know what, since I picked a card for myself, I may as well pick one from you right in the middle of this. So we would say the intention. So what do you need to know right now? Because your deliberate, authentic, inspired life has an intention. So what do you need to know right now about the seed that you're planting? Yeah, each one of you is going to see this differently. Mending. Okay, so guess what? So every single person here needs to do something about their past. They need to bring their joy back. See that? Remember that I was talking about the little flags there, those flags? And you have two little angels, right, on spools, spools of thread, and one sitting down. They're looking up into the sky. So we just want to sew together our desires, make sure that they are in alignment with the truth, not that they're somebody else's intention, okay? So we never want to set an intention by somebody else. And so sometimes there might be something from our past that makes us feel unworthy of that. So this is actually quite profound. I wasn't expecting this at all. Oops, to teach you this, I shouldn't put this in front of my face, to teach you this in this video, because that really wasn't my intention, but spirit had an intention that overrided mine or overrode mine. This is called Oracle Override, which just happened right smack dab in the video. So in order for us to plant the seed, we have to actually prepare the soil. So I actually skipped a step. Isn't that interesting? So this card told me, Colette, you skipped a step. You have to teach them that first and foremost, you have to ready the soil. You can't plant the seed in sand. right? What is the soil? And that means you have to do the self-inventory work about at least knowing what you need to heal in order to move forward, okay? There you go, because that's going to decide whether there are weeds in there or not. You don't want weeds. So you got now a weeder. We have a weeder on board. Thank you, Spirit, for interrupting me. All right, so now let's go back there. Now that we went backwards and we tilled the soil, we made the soil ready, then we plant the seed, which is the intention. Then we walk away into our chop wood, carry water lives, right? We have to do our life. But then we have to take an action, which means we have to go back. We have to water it. Okay, we have to sense what's going on. Ooh, the soil doesn't look good. What do we do? So there's certain actions. The only way that we're going to know that is through our intuition. And our intuition is going to nudge us. And here's how intuition works. Intuition is like a way for to play an instrument. And it comes to us three ways. Indirectly. All right, so you stare at something, but the info will come from the sides. It will never come as a direct. Well, sometimes it'll come directly, but that's rare. You have to sort of feel it from the periphery. So it's always going to come from out there, and we see it out of the corner of our eyes. Intuition works between the lines. It doesn't follow logic. So it's between, in between, it's peripheral, and it's indirect. It comes in hunches like that don't make sense. The best book I read on intuition was by Osho. And the first thing he says is, intuition is nonsense. Because it is not a five sense. It's nothing to do with the material world. It is our navigation, natural navigation ability to work in the invisible. That's what it is. So it's the invisible meaning that all material things have. And that's what our intuition picks up on. So it's going to know, just like a mom that knows when her kid is sick, even though the kid looks perfectly fine, or like you know when somebody's lying, it's going to show up in your body. So your body is an instrument of intuition. So I'm going to give you a little exercise at the end today to test that for yourself, but that's a fact. You know, like, oh, it doesn't feel right to me. That doesn't feel right. Sonia Choquette has a great book called Trust Your Vibes, right? And it's your vibes. It is a vibration. It's the frequency isn't in alignment with you, or it's not being tended to. Something is wrong, right? That's how we test it. That's the oracle cards then tell you, and if you got a protection card, or like when it mentioned to me, hey, you didn't till the soil, it's not, you can't tell them to plant it just anywhere. It has to be in proper soil, of course. You also have to know that there is this level of responsibility on your part to do something too, right? So these small steps, and then you have to walk away again and tune in. So the body will tell you when that is the time, right? The body feels it. Now, intuition and intention have a dynamic relationship because the minute you intend something, the intuition has a job. You just gave it a job. It may be dormant, but all of a sudden it wakes up. Have you guys noticed that? Have you noticed that when you're just kind of wishy-washy and you don't really have anything planned or whatever, your intuition doesn't have anything to do? So it's not looking for anything. It's not on patrol going, what's going on and how can I help Dana? And you know, it's just like, I'm on a holiday now, right? I'm not doing anything. I'm relaxing. She doesn't need me. It's all good, but right? Let's just talk about when intuition and intention gets all awry. It is when you are in a fight flight scenario, when you are in stress and when you don't trust and you've gone into that narrow, small mind, thinking mind, falling asleep at the wheel, spiritual narcolepsy that I talk about, you shut it all down. There is, and I'm going to explain to you really quickly why so you really get it, because when you're shut down, you're gone back into this primitive mind that somewhere your ancestor thought that a T-Rex was going to eat it any moment and it had to run away really fast. And you don't wonder intuitively whether it is time to run away. You just vamoosh, right? You don't think about vamooshing, you just go, because that's a survival instinct. So do not confuse a survival instinct for intuition. They are not the same. And so one is only gonna look for ways to avoid being threatened. That's not intuition. And you know the feeling, like when you go to the cards and you're nutty and you're like, well, I want to know about this, it's not happening. Right? You're like, am I going to do it well? I'm going to do well. And the cards keep telling you to shut up and stop and leave it alone and go play with your friends and, you know, take a bath or something, right? And you're, because you've approached the oracle in a nutcase kind of headspace, right? So you go there and then your feeling state shut off your intuition, and your cards are going to just reflect that. And you have to look at what they are telling you, because your job is, again, to be, oh, right. When I'm calm, when I'm observant, and you can be observant in the eye of a hurricane. You don't have to have calm surroundings. I'm going to teach you that this whole next, you know, number of classes we have. How do you stay in the observer? You sometimes leave, you come back. And that's when your intuition is on fire, because it's out there and it knows you're going to listen to it. Instead of it's like, ah, man, the door is shut. She's not going to listen to me now. And I'm imagine no intuition going, hello, excuse me. I have something to tell you, and you are busy and you've locked me out. And you're going to do something now that's just going to make you run around in circles. And that's how this works. We have so many friends at our disposal, and they're in here. They're not out there. They're here and here. Ta-da. So let's pick a card. How do the cards tell us, every one of us watching this, is the best way to maintain a relationship between our intuition and our intentions? Okay, because we want to keep the relationship together. So how do we notice what's going on in our potted plant when our roots have gone too far, and or when we need water or whatever? Okay, this one. Soulmates, I love that. They're soulmates. Your intuition. I can't make this up. You just cannot make this up. Okay, so your intuition is in love with your intention. Okay, it's going to do everything to show you how to get it. It's in service, but your intuition is also in service. And the soul, the word soul with mate, you got to remember this. This is love. That every time that we co-create a reality that is in the highest good, we're spreading more love out into the world. We are capable of more love. Our life can be loving. We can love our life. All we have to do is nurture this relationship. Now, this was one cool video. See you next time.